So were you impressed by the fat villa? Because I thought
it was very nice.
Yeah,
Wes, you think it's nice, don't you?
Oh yeah, I think it's really cute. I'd love to have a place like that.
Yeah, it's the perfect size for one or two people. Not two single people, but like a couple or a single person. It's a great size. Everything is really nice. It's such a cute neighborhood. Like all the houses are different colors, but they're all kind of like pastels and stuff. It's really cool.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, it's the perfect size for one or two people.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2030 of the BFO for Wednesday the 4th of November 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a list, and we're going to talk a lot about...
Big Fatty, what was that?
That was ka-ching! Hello, responders. Big Fatty, responders indeed. Y'all, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I had so many people respond to me on yesterday's little shoe question about how do you spell ka-ching? And we're going to get all into that in a few minutes. But, it has been... It's been raining here for the past two days, and y'all, it's moist. It's moist, and it's Big Fatty, and y'all, I'm afraid it might have an effect on the people going out to the polls today. But y'all, I went, and after the coal mine, I went, and y'all didn't have to wait in line at all. I just went right up to checked in and voted, and then after I voted, I heard,
"Big Fatty, that's because you got that little sticker."
And y'all, there was a good looking young guy with shaggy blonde hair standing in the parking lot at the precinct. And y'all, he had on the t-shirt with the logo of the girl that's three doors down, the lady three doors down, the Lesbeteria, yes, Big Fatty, and that's running for city council. And anyway, after I came out, I struck up a conversation with him. Yes, Big Fatty, it's because you're old and creepy, it's true. And y'all, he lives directly behind the candidate. And y'all, so we talked for a little while and got to know each other a little bit and everything. And he's married, he has children. Big Fatty, that doesn't mean anything, it's true. But anyway, so y'all, that was a nice little benefit, a little extra something to enjoy after I voted. Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah,
I gotta see y'all today, the 4th of November, y'all, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, he used to be on that little show called It's All About Jeremy.
Be ready, it's now called Meh.
It's true, and y'all, it is Jeremy. It is Jeremy. He was at the Pride 48 that one year out there in the Las Vegas. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is, you know him. He's that crazy redhead in Indiana. It's that Ramble Reedheed.
Yes, Big Fatty, the Ramble Reedheed.
Yes, that's true. And y'all, then our third celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's just recently here at the Fat Villa, Y'all, you can hear him Saturday nights on that Stick It With a Poke many times, and on the lots of the short list. Fatty, the short list. And y'all, it is none other. It is none other than the Horn Cub Jay. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Horn Cub Jay, and we love Jeremy and the Ramble Reedy too. Well, so y'all, if you see Jeremy or the Ramble Reedied or the Haunt Big Fatty, they're everywhere. Y'all, make sure you wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that they all have a big okay. Hey, I gotta say, y'all, you know the fire is going on here in Charleston, and y'all, you know, always one of the things that's always important out at the fire is the food, and y'all, you know, I won't be going, no Big Fatty, but y'all, they had a little article in the newspaper about, you know, how they have all kinds of different kind of foods and all every year. And I thought I'd just let you know, you know, Bjorn calls in with from the Tejas State Fair. And of course, the French fried potatoes that you can squirt the vinegar on is lovely. But y'all, they've got some new things this year. They've got alligator mac and cheese. Beh, that's vulgar. Apple dumplings. Pig butt on a stick. Beh, ready? Pig butt on a stick. I don't know. Beef ribs, bread pudding, and poke chop on a stick. And and they've got some jambalaya is going to be at the fair this year also. And y'all, there's some sort of bacon that's going to be important there this year. They have let's just see where was that about the bacon? The new vendor Bubba's Bacon will offer bacon on a stick, chocolate covered bacon, bacon popcorn, and a burger that consists of equal parts of ground beef and ground bacon. Beef, Freddy, that sounds like something Big Ricky would. No, he's 60 days and no fleshy matter. I know Granny is gonna go to the fair. He usually goes on Senior Citizens Day, which is today, I believe. Y'all, he'll get in. I think he gets in for a nickel. Ready? It's more than a nickel. I don't know what he gets. I think it's half price. But, y'all, if you've got a fair in your area, go eat some fried food. Yes, Big Freddy. Gussie, y'all, you know, on yesterday's show, Miss Bacon called in during the Veda and Bacon show, and y'all, she had a question. How do you spell ka-ching? Y'all, it was just kind of a throwaway question. It wasn't like an Axe Big Fatty question or anything. And, you know, then I tried to get Siri to help me with that, and Siri just fucked it up. And, evidently, I have gotten, I don't know how many responses I got, but let me just go back here for a second. All right, now here are all the responses I had, and y'all, there is no definitive answer amongst everybody. So I think the definitive answer is you spell it however the hell you want to spell it, is basically what it comes down to. But y'all, I just thought I'd go down the list. The Moose P says it's K-A-C-H-I-N-G. And Veda says it's not a real word. Being fat is not a real world either. And also, it's with a K for sure. But you know, it's not a real word, but it's spelled with a K. Being fatty. Y'all. And Moose P says he got his from the Urban Dictionary, and then Ed and Hank piped in and with K A hyphen C H I N G, and that's how Mark and the Laughing Buddha, the Spam Bastard of the BFO, spells it. And then let's just see here. We just keep looking here. Mean Keen sent me that little cash register sound, and he said from the YouTube it is CHA-CHING, cha-ching. Ant says K-A-C-H-I-N-G, as does the birthday boy, the horn cub. Y'all, Ron brought a Soho. He says that it's, well, I can't find it. I think he said it was C-A-C-H-I-N-G. So, y'all, there's not, there doesn't seem to be, let's see, yes, C-A without a hyphen, C-H-I-N-G. And so, y'all, there doesn't seem to be a definitive answer here on how you spell ka-ching. Y'all just spell it however the hell you want to spell it is all I can tell you. Y'all, you know that we've got some folks doing that Napod Pomo, and y'all, the Mark and Calendar, you know, he said he was going to quit his little show, and y'all, he's doing Napod Pomo all of a sudden. So Peter G said it's a longer farewell tour than Sinatra. y'all, by the way, that Tom up there in the Chicago, he was very excited that he got to sing twice on yesterday's little show. It doesn't take much. A couple of things. We talked about the fair food. Macremacods. I have received Macremacods. Oftentimes when I get Macremacods, it has a calendar on it. Y'all, there's no calendar this year. No, Big Freddy, no calendar at all. The people are just going to be, they're going to be lost. They're wandering around aimlessly without a calendar. Well, you know, what can I say? So y'all put a calendar on your grandma list. Yes, Big Freddy. They have come in, and so I'm prepared. Yes, Big Freddy, it's the first time you've been prepared in a long time. Did I tell you that on Halloween, a gay grandma, I look out the front door of the villa here, and y'all, there's a moving truck. And I went, Big Fatty, are we moving again? No, and we weren't. But y'all, it was my neighbors. As you look out the front porch, it's the neighbors to the left. Now, this house, the owners rented this house, so these were renters in there, and they were very nice. In fact, they were the first people that spoke to me once I moved into that neighborhood. Big Fatty, and it didn't take them long for you to run them off. They just up and were gone. I never knew that they were leaving. So the house is empty right now. Boo! So I'm hoping it will not become a crack. It won't be a crack house. I don't know if the folks moved out, or if the owners wanted new tenants, or if maybe the owner is going to move back in, or maybe the owner's going to sell the place. Who knows? You never know. You never know about these things. So anyway. Y'all, that is, what is that? That's chicken parmesan. Y'all, I got an e-letter. got an e-letter. First of all, Scotty, you know Scotty, the little Aussie battler? Yo, he sent me a picture. He's somewhere in the future, Mexico of the future, and y'all, it's a lovely picture of his hotel, his motel room, and y'all, he's just looking out on the palm trees and the ocean, or I guess that's the ocean. Anyway, y'all, you know, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future, he said that you know he made the what was I going to say? He made the bet for me, and he says, and you know I had picked Big Orange to win, and y'all, he says, oh well, Big Orange led for most of the race, but it. Usually, as it usually goes, he faded and the muscle stepped up. The winner paid $101. The jockey is a pretty little woman. The trifecta paid $20,000, and the first place paid $307,000. Everybody gets on this today, and they have the day off at work to go gamble on this horse race. And he says, by the way, the Melbourne Cup is all about money. That's why people who never bet do this on race day. The figures that I sent you were based on $1 bets. Since I put a $5 bill on each bet, you could multiply that by five to the dollar amount. So, y'all, if I had won the trifecta, I would have had $100,000. And if I had had first place, the first four, y'all, it would have been a $1.2 million. Big money, but that's that Mexican money. It is that Mexican money. So, Straight Bob, it was. I'm sure you were excited. Big Fatty, we don't know. The Big Orange was leading the way there for a while. Y'all, by the way, I got another ka-ching from the turnip head. Y'all, he spelled it K-A-H-C-H-I-N-G. Exclamation point. Big Fatty. So, y'all, once again, I think it really doesn't matter how the hell you spell it, but just spell it. You know how Miss Bacon spelled it. She spelled it S-A-V-I-N-G-S. Big Fatty, that's because she didn't know how else to do it. Y'all, no. Have you noticed on your local TV machine that they're having all this investigative reporting and everything? Y'all, that's because, you know, a lot of the news shows are coming to an end in November. Y'all, that's because November. November is sweeps month. Big Fatty, does that mean we need to get out the broom and the whack-em and the dustpan and do some sweeping? Yeah, we probably should sweep this month. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you didn't have anything to talk about, and yet you filled it up. It's kind of like your colon had nothing, and then you filled it up. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Hump day, it's all downhill from here. Big Fatty, it's coal miner week. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, old Vader says, you need to double Zoloft, and y'all, he's right. They're already getting on my nerves. Already getting on my nerves. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, the Haunt Cub. And Haunt Cub, what are you looking for your birthday?
Yeah, it's the perfect size for one or two people.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like he's hoping to get lucky with the Haunt Daddy.
You can leave a comment on the website at Big Fatty Online.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.